My kids are quite happy to be out of school now, but research shows that the long vacation can come at a cost for students. They tend to forget some of what they learned in the school year. So, to prevent the old summer slide, Seattle Public Schools is working to keep at-risk students in the classroom during the sunny months, as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
For 7-year-old Tori Searcy, a perfect summer afternoon is shooting hoops and seeing how many pull-ups and push-ups he can do.
I don't really read at my house because, like, I have so much fun things to do. It's like summer.
Tori still gets a lot of reading in and math in the mornings at Hawthorne Elementary in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. Today in math, he's using colored tiles to build a staircase.
You finished it. Okay, so here is my next challenge for you. Can you figure out a pattern and add it without counting each piece?
Tori attends Hawthorne during the school year, too, but he says he doesn't mind being back in school just a few weeks after it let out for summer.
Well, there's stuff that are fun. It's just you're learning, getting your brain fixed and stuff like that over the summer, and you're trying to get smarter and smarter every day.
That's what Danielle Bear likes to hear. She's with Schools Out Washington, which works with Seattle and other districts on their summer learning strategies. Bear says if kids don't have educational opportunities in the summer, after a few years, the effects can be dramatic.
For example, in fifth grade, research is saying low-income students can fall 2.5 to 3 years behind their middle to high-income peers.
To try to bridge that gap, Seattle Public Schools has introduced elementary summer school. John Hughes oversees summer learning for the district. He says in the summer year of the elementary program, more than 1,500 students are enrolled at schools across the country. He says in this second year of the elementary program, more than 1,500 students are enrolled at schools across the city. The goal is to help the youngest students get up to speed on math and reading, and then to keep them coming back year after year.
You know, if we capture some of these kids this year in their kindergarten summer, and we keep them over the next 5 summers, that will be an additional year of education that these kids will receive in literacy and math.
Hugh says they work hard to make summer school fun for kids while keeping it intensive. Classes are small, and the student-teacher ratio is 7-to-1. That helps teachers zero in on skills kids need extra help with. Hugh says he's seen students make half a year of progress in just 6 weeks.
By really focusing on our K-4 students, I think that we're going to see some real progress over the next couple of years. And I really feel like it's going to be a very positive shift for Seattle as a whole.
Hugh says he'd like the program to expand to serve even more students. There's a long wait list. And he'd like the half-day program to become full day with arts and outdoor activities. Back in his math class, 7-year-old Tori Searcy says he has a lot of goals this summer. One is to learn how to tell time.
Okay, you got to do a lot of things in the summer. Summer is like a free day. But, like, you still have to learn stuff and be smart.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.